Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says he may recall some furloughed workers as soon as next week so food inspections can resume. Also, farmers hard hit by tariffs have no way to apply for government subsidies they were promised.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in says he expects preparations to start soon for a second meeting between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump.
At a news conference, Moon saying North Korea knows it must take firmer denuclearization steps. And he said the U.S. realizes that reciprocal measures would be required from the American side, namely relaxing sanctions.
That's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our first chilly air of the new year continues. High temperature today only in the upper 40s. Sunshine dominates. A little breeze out of the north at 6 to 12 makes it seem a little cooler. Tonight mostly clear. Another freeze. Overnight low temperature 31 by dawn. Tomorrow with the high temperature in the middle 50s, more sunshine. Then becoming cloudy Friday night. Showers likely Saturday night. Ending on Sunday. Highs in the 50s over the weekend. Then windy and colder again on Monday. Stay on top of all these winter weather changes with our advanced weather app for your phone or tablet with hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, push notifications for severe weather alerts, and access to all my videos and blog updates. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Ready to get out of town? Open a vacation savings account with ASE. Go ahead and set that money aside so when you're ready to feel the sand in your toes, your vacation is already paid for. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Network, I'm Andrew James. Registered sex offender David Kane was arrested at Davis Elementary School. School officials say Kane was turned away from campus after not being able to provide a valid reason for being there. He later made it inside the school after a visitor opened a door. He is now being held on $15,000 bond. After complaints of celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve, city officials say they're looking into new solutions for this problem. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says new technology is on the way for the police department. And Prattville police are looking for a missing teen. They say 14-year-old Bradley Blake was last seen leaving his dad's house in Prattville Tuesday. He may be headed to his mom's house in Sylacauga. Police say he was last seen wearing a red hoodie. If you have any information, please call Prattville police. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
from our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. You will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat.
I think it's great that if they come out to Folcarelli's Pizza on Thursday nights at 6:30, they get 40% off. Don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Thank you. song just make you want to drive?
Yes.
Just go somewhere, anywhere?
There is nothing that is wrong.
And just the groove puts you in a good mood.
Oh, man. That bass line.
Yeah. Like, we're headed somewhere cool right now.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't
to
know
do
where.
Cool.
We got sunglasses on.
Yes.
The windows are cracked. This is great. I don't know where we're going, but it's going to be great. I know where you guys are going, a 3-hour news and views adventure.
Tour de force.
Gosh, I love Eric Clapton. So smooth. All right, at 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, welcome back in to News and Views. Dave Mowry in, Jack Campbell out. The normal Thursday schedule is kind of back. Jack had a little hiatus from the TV show there for a while. Dave took a little hiatus from the radio show for a while. But and luckily, they kind of went together.
Yeah.
But now now we're sort of back on our normal normal path. Our number, 272-9228, 272-9228. And there is a host of news. Where did I put the host of news? Oh, here it is. There is a host of news. You know, nothing crazy. Nothing breaking. Nothing urgent. Oh. Except the fact that our country's under assault. We still don't have a wall.
They haven't reopened the government or agreed to, build a wall or fund border security?
No, not that.
I'm shocked.
I love the fact that government's closed. I love the fact that I was reading an article this morning and the president threatened to keep government closed for years.
Close it down.
I wish he'd say, we're going to close the rest of it down. You know what's going to happen is the funding for the rest of it at some point is going to run out.
Right.
And he's going to say, all right, you want to shut the rest of it down?
So I saw a thing the other day, and I'm not sure if this is correct or not, and I didn't take the time to fact check it. But they said that that nobody's missed a paycheck yet.
Not yet. Not till Friday.
So there's this whole thing about Christmas is coming, and,
Christmas can come for 11 months.
Right, but that, a lot of people, whether they want to or not, live paycheck to paycheck.
Oh, your Christmas credit card is coming, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, but, and then I saw a thing that apparently all federal credit unions are offering interest-free loans to federal employees.
No kidding.
So if you're a federal employee, and you have a federal, and you bank at the federal credit union, and you're not getting a paycheck, that apparently they are offering interest-free loans, so you
Perfect.
Can cover your paycheck.
That's what I told it. I mean, I said that on the radio either yesterday or the day before.
Well,
I said that.
People
I said,
are dying. Baron.
I said, go to a bank and say, I'm a federal employee.
Baron,
I'm going to get paid.
But, Baron, people, did you not see the bodies in the streets?
I had to step over.
This is like Spain under Franco. I mean, it's terrible. Baron.
My problem is I can't.
We're going to be eating the pets next week. It's over.
I can't tell whether the bodies are from net neutrality or the bodies are from the government closing.
It's like, I know, right? It's like, wait a minute. If every time something happens, people are going to die, like, maybe you shouldn't just go, like, right to
remember
that
when
as
they
your talking point.
You remember when they repealed Obamacare's whatever the severability portion
right.
was? The individual mandate?
Yeah. And everyone died?
Everyone died?
Yeah.
That was after
we
net neutrality?
We were a country of 330 million people. We're a country of 9 people now.
That's why it's the only radio station that matters.
Because it's the only one broadcasting.
Everybody else is dead.
We have 100% rating.
Right.
We have 100 share.
All right. I have an update from yesterday.
You do?
I do have an update from yesterday. Fort Toulouse is open. It is a state park. It is open as we speak. $18 a night to park your RV up there. And I, your humble radio host, as of yesterday on Facebook, is a jerkwad hole.
That's just as of yesterday?
Well.
You're a little late to the party, pal.
Well, you know.
Well.
Somebody said it. as of yesterday, I'm a jerkwad hole because somebody called in. Here's what happened. I'm going to recap it yesterday. I know the guy's listening because he said he was never going to listen again,
which means that he's listened to every second.
Every word. Yesterday, somebody called in and said that the shutdown was affecting them because they had plans to go to, the RV park right next to the Montgomery Motor Speedway?
Yes.
Right on the river. It's beautiful down there. It's a beautiful place. Great, great park. Encourage people to go and visit. It's federal park. So it's closed. Shut down. Can't get gray water service, can't get black water service, can't get electricity, cable TV. So there's no reason to go. You know, I guess you could park on the street next to it, I guess, and look at it. What is that, a cape? I am totally digging that. That is one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
It's
Excuse me.
It's a scarf.
It's a scarf?
Yeah.
With skulls?
Yeah.
You know, I kind of like the skull motif.
I mean,
I might have more.
Have you seen my shirt?
I might have more than one of them tattooed on me.
Yeah, I decided to just go all in on the skulls because people were dying, Baron. I saw the bodies in the streets.
Well,
and I figured, like, let's just lean into it, you know?
Lean forward.
Yeah.
Anyway, so somebody called yesterday and said that they were not going to be able to go to the federal RV park over by Montgomery Motor Speedway, but instead they were going to go to Fort Toulouse. So I made a comment a minute or two later, you might as well go to Fort Toulouse, it's open. Somebody called in and assured me that Fort Toulouse was in fact a federal park, a federally funded park, and they were closed because of the shutdown. And I said, I don't care. You know, whether it's closed or not. Well, then he gets on Facebook and he has this long rant about, you don't care, I don't care, I'm not listening ever again. Which, I can assure you, people who truly aren't going to listen ever again, just turn the radio off.
Right.
The people who tell you they're not going to listen again are absolutely going to listen to every second of your show the rest of their life. If you've made them mad enough to comment on Facebook or call or send an email to the station, that is our greatest guarantee that we have listeners.
Yep.
I have a huge file. You know, we have to log all this stuff.
Right.
Everybody else's folder is like this thin. I mean, they have like one or two emails in there that maybe they said something about a dog or... My folder is like two filing cabinets.
Two accordion files. Just thunk.
And yesterday a Facebook message had to get printed off and put in the file. It's just a complaint. But anyway. I say all that to say, in case there was confusion during the second or third hour yesterday, Fort Toulouse is open. Don't listen to, listen to your humble jerkwad host, as he was called on Facebook yesterday, because he's right. He's right, intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, and factually correct. And he doesn't care. He doesn't care. Who's this?
Hey, this is George. I got some historical perspective for you about government employees not getting paid.
Oh.
In the state of Alabama, in 1969, I think it was, there was not a budget passed by October 1st. So state employees kept coming to work. And Central Bank, which became Compass, which became BBVA, blah, 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 Harry Brock was the president, and he set up a deal where state employees got a thing that looked like a check, and it was run through the payroll system and everything, but when you signed it, you were taking an interest-free loan from Compass Bank. And then, after the politics got over with, then all of those interest-free loans were paid by the state. What it did was earn a lot of goodwill for Harry Brock and the bank, and nobody could tell the difference between a state paycheck and an interest-free loan from Compass Bank except what it said on the piece of paper, and they were all paper at the time. So the idea of giving a loan to a government employee has been done, and in this state, it worked. Federal, I don't know.
Well,
That's all I got.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I do know that a lot of people during these shutdowns in the past have been able to go to their local bank and say, look, I'm a federal employee. They're going to pay me back.
Right.
Give me a loan.
Right.
You know, especially when you have a direct deposit situation.
Mm-hmm.
Trump just departed on Air Force One that was not the 747.
Oh, really?
What? It looked like a smaller plane.
Yeah, it did, definitely. I don't know what it was.
Vice President's plane or Air Force? It was, there's two Air Force Ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two 747s. Yeah, I mean, Air Force One could be a Southwest jet if the president's on it.
Right.
But why was he in the backup?
I don't know.
He's headed to McAllen, Texas, right? Or somewhere down there?
Yeah, somewhere down there.
But take the 747.
I mean, for real, right? I don't know.
You know what I wish he would fly? I wish he would get back on his Trump jet
right, that
he took during the campaign. That was such a good-looking plane. Just made me comfortable. Made me happy seeing it in the background there. Anyway, our number 272-9228. So the lesson this morning in segment one: bodies everywhere.
Right.
Almost everyone has died. If they didn't die from net neutrality,
we're sorry for your loss. If you're listening,
yeah. If they didn't die from net neutrality, they died from the government shutdown. And I'm always right.
20 days without government, Baron. I mean, things are getting worse out there.
I wish they'd shut the rest of it down. Can I get a hold of it and shut government down? Because I'll shut it down. You know what? Here's the thing. Oh, gotta go to a break.
Yeah.
What bothers me. Ford closes down a plant and ships jobs to China. All these media types love it. Oh, it's so globalism. It's great. Those guys will never get paid again.
Ever. Gone.
And nobody cares. A couple of overpaid federal workers have to get furloughed and get an interest-free loan for a couple weeks from the local bank, and they act like the world is ending.
It is.
I stand with the American worker.
We'll be back. And I'm just about to lose my mind. Honey, honey, yeah.
You know that a man ain't supposed to cry. Intellectually honest. Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising helps you create an emotional response. And all purchases are emotional. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you thought about changing careers? Have you thought about getting into the real estate business? We have a new real estate class starting in January 2019. We meet every Thursday night between 6 and 9 p.m. This is a live class taught by me each week. We cover contract writing and negotiation, pricing and marketing of homes, taking title to property, investing in real estate, managing rental property, leasing property, financing a home VA, FHA, or conventional, how to run your business as a business, how to buy foreclosures and sell to others, setting up a corporation for yourself. Be ready for the new year with a real estate license. Start your own business in 2019. For all the details, call Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally, bogoodson@charter.net.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off everything, including custom postcards, invitations, labels and stickers, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 11th and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Listen to loudly. You turn the knob up and then you tear it off. That's how you listen to News and Views. Dave Mowry's in the studio. Jack will be back tomorrow. Dave, we forgot about a group of people who died. The Trump tax cuts killed a bunch of people.
They did, a lot of them.
You know, it's funny, and then things that actually kill people, like raising cafe standards on automobiles, you know, yet that raises the fleet's fuel efficiency, that actually does kill people.
Right, yeah, I've heard your rant on that.
Oh, I mean, it's one of the most immoral things you can possibly imagine. I had an economics professor in college mention the rising cafe standards and how it costs lives. This was 20 years ago, 18 years ago. And he said the reason is because you're making the cars less
lighter,
safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're lighter. Instead of having steel, you got aluminum. Instead of having aluminum, you got fiberglass, and you know you can track every time the cafe standard rises, traffic fatalities go up. I mean, it's just per mile.
Well, it's also like why in older movies, like you'll see a car get in a wreck and it'll just dent and they'll just keep driving.
Yeah.
And now, like, you know, like you accidentally hit a parking cone and you have like $1,000, you know, you got like $1,500 of damage to your, you know, plastic.
It impacts five panels.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's insane.
But the those actually cost lives. Nobody mentions it. Things that don't cost lives supposedly cost lives anyway.
Well, and remember pulling out of Syria. Everyone in Syria is dead now.
Well, I forgot about that.
The Turks are all dead.
Well, they've been dead anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, they've been getting dead, but now they're all dead.
You know what? American defense contractors are just mad that we're not the ones killing them. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Jason.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
What's up?
Not much. Y'all, man, I can't disagree with y'all more about this shutdown, man. Specifically about the people that are furloughed. Like, I've been a furloughed employee doing a shutdown. It is not comfortable. And given that this one has been this long and they get paid tomorrow and what they don't know whether or not they're going to get paid tomorrow, that's not a comfortable feeling. Regardless of how much they
you know who else isn't comfortable? You know who else isn't comfortable? The guy who loses his job because the illegals are flooding across the border, and he's never going to get paid again. Not just is he going to get back pay 2 weeks from now or whenever the shutdown ends. He's never going to get paid again. He's got to go into a new field because somebody stole his job.
And even if that happens, you blame the employer because the employer hired an illegal immigrant.
No, listen. I blame border security. I blame Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Barack Obama and George W. Bush and all the people who promised us they would shut down the border and then have a common sense immigration plan. And I blame those people. I don't blame the employer for making a rational economic decision.
Oh, to hire an illegal immigrant?
Yeah. Well, they may not even know they're illegal.
They do. Come on, man. You're smarter than that.
Listen,
right?
somebody
set up the E-Verify thing.
Somebody gives you fake papers. You're supposed to know they're not.
You're smarter than that. And on top of that, you have 7 kids and a wife at home. If Clearwater decided tomorrow they were going to furlough you and they said, I don't know where we're going to hire you back, granted, you could say, well, I'm going to go get me another job. But that's not an inconvenience. That is a major event in your life. Because you have a family to take care of.
Right.
And so even if whatever the policy is, it
happens in my life every, 6 months.
How many times you ever gotten stiffed and not paid, Dave?
Literally every time.
Yeah.
Like, if I told you the amount of money that I was owed, you'd be like, oh, those federal contractors that are getting the money, or those federal employees, man, I don't feel that bad for them.
Yeah. At the end of the year, what my accountant and I do, we write off the accounts receivable.
Yeah.
Because that's what you have to do to clear your books out.
Yeah.
You should see that amount, Jason, that goes unpaid every year.
It's unbelievable.
No, I'm not saying. I'm talking about regular people that get a regular check. They're not doing. It's not like they have multiple accounts running, and then there's some accounts that don't come in. I'm talking about people.
My point is, NAFTA and globalism and illegal immigration have cost millions of Americans their jobs forever. And nobody's complaining about it, but some federal worker who's going to get back pay and a free vacation for the next couple of weeks, everybody's panicking.
Well, they're not getting a free vacation.
A free vacation with no money, that's not a vacation.
They'll get back pay. Back pay, that's free. Who cares?
I'm sort of in the middle with y'all because
I don't care. Because exactly. if they want safety and security, go open a damn business or go work for a private enterprise. This is part of life, okay? It is part of life, Jason. Listen, pay disruptions are part of life, and you need to plan accordingly. You need to have an extra credit line or a little extra cash laid aside. Don't spend every damn dollar you make every time. Okay? Especially if you work in an area where you might get furloughed from time to time, or you might lose your job. Smart people do smart things, Jason. Dumbass people do dumbass things.
Well, I think
that has nothing to do with this situation.
It absolutely has something to do with this situation.
I think to Jason's point, though, not everybody's able to do that. I mean,
Not everybody's able to do that. Sure, from time to time, it gets really lean. But my point is, we've gotten this mentality in this country that if you're a government worker, it's an entitlement program. It's like Social Security. The check just shows up every week, no matter what. And that's bull butter because that's not the way it works in the private sector. That's not the way it works in any other country. That's not the way it works anywhere. Why in America, if you're a federal employee, are you God all of a sudden? You can't go without a paycheck for 1 week. You know how many Americans go without a paycheck from time to time? Somebody stiffs them. Somebody doesn't pay them. Sometimes your small business employer comes to you and says, we don't have money this month.
Yeah, look, we just went out or we went out of business.
Yeah,
sorry. Can't pay you.
I mean, it happens, Jason. It happens.
Ask anyone who's worked in a restaurant when the restaurant closes, but they don't tell you because they need you for the next 2 weeks to make enough money to close down.
Right.
You know, and then that you show up one day and there's chains on the doors. Oh, whoops.
I mean, that's just reality. And I'm sorry that some people are expendable. You know what? You don't want to be expendable? Go get a job that's not expendable.
Like Rambo.
Well, my watch just told me to sit down.
Just sit down?
Well, just told me my heart was beating fast.
Jason, do we lose you?
You know, yeah, I hung up on him. I like Jason.
I like him too. He's a good caller.
It's just the reality is life is not flawless. You cannot count every step of the day always that your paycheck is always going to be there.
Matter of fact, what you should probably count on is it not being there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and adjust accordingly.
That's the old pay yourself first principle. Have some savings. Put a little money aside in retirement. And if you have an emergency, hit it up. That's what it's there for. Hit it up. You know? There's got to be a 401k sneaked away somewhere, an IRA sneaked away somewhere. And if you don't have it and you're going to starve to death, you know, I'm sorry. Who's this?
John Till.
John, what's going on, my friend?
Preach the word, brother. All I can tell you is preach the word.
Yeah. You ever gone without a paycheck, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
multiple,
have too.
Multiple
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
Let me say this. Well, next time that all these people want to feel sorry for government employees, go down to a government building and look at the back parking.
Yeah.
What?
Well, yeah, you kind of broke up. Yeah, I think you said look at the cars in the back parking lot.
Yeah, go look in the parking lots of these government buildings and government employees, IRS employees, see what they drive.
Yeah.
Look at them.
I don't fault somebody for being successful and for making a good income.
Listen, I don't fault them for being successful either. But, hey, you know what? They get a free paycheck. Now, they work. I understand.
Sure they do. They work hard, just like everybody else. I'm not saying they don't work hard. I'm not saying, but John, here's the point. They shouldn't be immune from the normal pressures that everybody else feels from time to time.
Hey, yes, sir. I go to bed sometime wondering where my next paycheck is.
You're not the only one, brother. You're not the only one wondering how we're going to pay bills next month.
All I can say is preach the word, and y'all stay to the course.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I think it's good for federal employees every now and then to not know when their paycheck's coming. It reminds them that they're not a special class.
Aren't those the people they're supposed to be serving most of the time as the people that, you know, aren't getting paid?
Yeah.
You know?
Whoever's first is last, last is first. Who was that said that?
Some dude.
Some guy. He had long hair.
Some depictions show him with long hair.
Must have been a hippie. That's right. He might not have had long hair.
And blue eyes.
Well, that's true. He was a Swede.
Yeah.
I've seen him with blonde hair.
Yeah.
In first century Palestine. This hour of the program brought to you in part by good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. You might miss a paycheck, federal employees, but you don't have to miss a good warm meal. Go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen, get one of those award-winning pies. You ever had just their cheese pie, Dave?
I have. As a matter of fact, I had it last week.
Isn't it amazing?
And, the simplicity and just like you can just taste how good every layer of the ingredients are and has nothing else on it. Now, and the meats are great and the cheeses are great and all that, but just the regular cheese pie is actually sublime.
It's amazing. My kids get it,
yeah.
And I always hope there's pieces left so I can...
Well, I was kind of like, so we always there's one thing, we always get the cheese bread. And then, you know, I got something else and my kids were like, well, aren't we going to get a pizza? And I was like, wait, you got cheese bread? And they're like, yeah, but we want a cheese pizza. And I was like, you want a cheese pizza? Don't you want to get pepperoni? Don't you want to get sausage? Don't you want to get mushrooms? They're like, we want cheese pizza. So then I got it, and of course they get it, and it comes out, and I'm like, I take a bite, and I was like, oh my God, that is so good.
It's so good. It is.
The simplicity,
yeah.
And I've been rewatching The Sopranos, so yeah. I'm ready to go get the lasagna, the ziti, and my gold.
You got to get it all. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They're generous sponsors of hour number one. We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions. And so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event. And it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary. And there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings. And you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, 3 floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Chilly weather over the next few days, but no extreme cold in the foreseeable future. Today, sunshine, high temperature only in the upper 40s. A little breeze out of the north at about 6 to 12 miles per hour makes it seem a little bit cooler. Tonight, mostly clear. I think we're in for another freeze. Our low temperature by dawn tomorrow, down to about 31. Then tomorrow, look for a high temperature aiming for the middle 50s, more sunshine around, becoming cloudy on Friday night. Then showers become likely Saturday night, ending sometime during the day on Sunday with high temperatures over the weekend in the 50s, turning windy and colder behind that storm system on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Shout to the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
I got a text message. Sucks being right all the time.
No.
Well? Not. All right, guys, welcome back.
You promised me heaven and put me through hell. Chains of love.
Yeah, somebody texting us talking about a time when they lost their job. Restaurant closes on no notice. I'm telling you, man,
they do that
happens.
A lot.
It happens. It happens. This place can close tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then everybody here just wandering around in a daze looking for something to do.
Because, like, just like if you are a, like, a secretary or you're an engineer or you're, like, you're somebody but you're not in management at all, right?
Yeah.
And so you don't have any clue how the books are. You know, you might look at it and go, this place is busy, but you don't know if somebody's stealing out of the till or if they invested in a too big of an oven or,
right.
You know, they upgrade or whatever. And you're not sitting there going, like, there's no way they're going to pay me. And like I said, a lot of times they got to do, you know, 2 weeks worth of business to have just enough to get to zero or as close to zero as possible. And it's like, all right, good night.
Or to make the payroll from 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
You know,
and they're not going to tell you if you're just a server or you're just a busboy or you're just a dishwasher.
No, you have no idea. It just hits you like a ton of bricks.
What if you're a dishwasher and it's like contingent upon your parole or probation that you have a job
or drug court?
Yeah. Then this, you know, it's close to like there's people that have it hard.
Right. Not people who are getting a vacation for 2 weeks and an interest-free loan. New Look Decorate. I'm not minimizing the pain people are feeling. I'm just saying welcome to the real world.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, what you're living now is the reality that other people live on a daily basis.
And my wish is that we could have a greater, we could have a larger discussion about the role of government and the size of government in our lives vis-a-vis this shutdown, because there are, what you'll find out is, let's take the worker equation out of it, because those people, no matter what, they, you know, like people deserve to get paid for their work, okay? Whether we agree with, you know, that they're in real pain or not.
Right.
People agree, to, you know, if you sign up to get a job, you deserve to get paid for the work that you do. But I think what you find out is when something like this happens, there's a lot of non-essential government jobs. Why don't we look at why they're non-essential? And think about, like, maybe, you know, push them to the private sector or just doing away with them.
Well, this is and
I know I stepped on your read.
No, that's fine. We can get back in it in a second. We'll get to Gordon in a second. Your calls are welcome at 272-9228. But this gives an opportunity to get introspective about the size and scope of government and what is essential and what is not. Okay? If the national park system is beautiful. It's wonderful. I love it. Teddy Roosevelt started it. It's a great system. But would our lives suffer if there was no national park system? If in doing away with that, we could do away with all of the other glut and problems with government that cost us $4 or $5 trillion a year to finance? I mean, you take the bitter with the sweet. And that's a sweet system. You can go to parks. You can go. You got some great stuff that's preserved. It's beautiful. But would the states really run over it and not let you in? Would they really develop Yellowstone? I don't know. Maybe.
Or yeah, but I mean, like, there's ways to prevent that too.
Yeah,
there's ways to prevent that and not have it under the federal system.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of ways.
But in the meantime, we have HHS and Department of Energy and Department of Commerce and Department of Labor and Department of this and Department of that and department and these departments have 100,000 employees
or more.
You know, it's not like we're not talking just a small little bureaucracy. I read yesterday jokingly. From where we got that $10.6 million grant from the federal government, it was a sub-bureaucracy of a sub-bureaucracy of a sub-bureaucracy. And then there was some grant program with a ridiculous name. Somebody is employed by that sub-grant program, probably 25 people. And life would go on without it. I promise you life would go on without it. I promise you. Gordon, sit tight. New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway. Right where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway, New Look Decorating has the high-quality Benjamin Moore paints, the highest quality paints you've ever seen. Paints that go on so smoothly and cover so well in the first pass that it's as if they just jumped off the brush. It's almost effortless. You guys say, but Baron, I use Riley Manning. I got a painting contractor. Well, that's fine. Tell your painting contractor to go to New Look Decorating and get those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. That's what my mom, you think my mom was painting her entryway? No. I love my mom. She's painted many houses over the years. But she doesn't paint anymore. She hires people to paint, right? The people she hire people to paint. No, I'm just kidding. Probably accurate. But no, she said, go to get some Benjamin Moore paints. I want high-quality Benjamin Moore paints on my wall. When you walk in her wall right now, it's luscious. It's delicious.
Looks like a new house.
Oh, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Modern, smooth, satiny feel. It's just incredible what she has on her wall. Guys, you can have that luxury as well. New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway. Go talk to Brett Lanham. Go talk to Brian Carr. Go talk to their two designers they have on staff. And get squared away. New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway.
Get sorted out.
Gordon.
What's up, guys?
How are you, sir?
First-time caller.
First-time caller. That means you get a random button. There you go.
Well, that was a little brutal. I actually worked for another paint supplier, so
that's okay. You know,
going through the whole thing, but I know Riley Manning pretty well.
Riley's the best. Riley's the best. I love Riley's been with us. He was our second advertiser. He's been with us almost 5 years.
Yeah, but that was for a New Look, so you know.
Well, you know,
I'm just saying.
We're good.
We like them both.
We're good. Yeah, and I think the analogies you guys any metaphors you've brought together, like to relate to the common person, are fair. I do think that they do relate to each and every one of us every day. I think another thing that's not being talked about is this isn't like in a restaurant situation or any job. Like you said, you might not be making the decisions that allow you to get paid in most cases, but someone else is making those decisions. That's not what's happening. The government shut down. Why? Because they couldn't work together, right? Like, they couldn't come up with a plan in the amount of time that it needed to be done. So when the budget and everything needed to be turned in, it wasn't ready. I don't know why we're supposed to have sympathy for people who aren't working together to get things done.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you're talking about the people at the top, and we're not saying that, you know, I mean, I don't think either of them are necessarily in the right. But they're also entrenched in their positions, and nobody wants to lose face. So guess who loses out? The little guy.
Right.
The little guy.
Exactly.
Always and forever, from time immemorial.
Right. So, I think we all feel bad for the people that might not get a paycheck Friday and didn't plan accordingly. But they should be just as much in line with the way we're thinking. They should be looking at the people that are above them making decisions that caused this. They shouldn't be blaming anybody else. I don't understand it at all. I really don't.
But I just wanted to get that out there. So
awesome. Thanks, man. Good
hey,
call.
What a great call. What a great first call, man. If everybody could have a first call like that, holy mackerel.
I was a little worried because, you know, sometimes when people are like, first call, they're like, you said something to make me mad enough to call in.
I've been listening to you for 5 years and have never once.
Finally, you morons.
I've never thought about calling. But now I hate your guts.
And I'm going to tell you about it. I got a lot of problems with you people.
I got a problem with you. What was that? Seinfeld.
I'm going to tell you about it.
Hold on. That was the
Festivus
episode. Yeah,
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Our number 272-9228. I am not knocking federal employees. Someone texted me and said, stop knocking. I am not knocking federal employees or state employees or city employees or county employees. Every employee deserves to be valued. They work hard. They do. There's this joke about, they don't even do anything. Even the lowliest, laziest, I mean, he's got to show up. He's there. He's doing something. But, I mean, you know, it's just not a knock on them. What I'm saying is it gets real comfortable when you are guaranteed to get paid every time and you cannot do anything to lose it. You don't understand what it's like to be in private business, to be in business for yourself, where that reality is not true.
Not true.
That's
at all.
I'm saying is it's nice every now and then to let the average federal worker know that, you know, that how the rest of us feel sometimes. Trust me. If you've ever done the bill shuffle, you know what the shuffle I'm talking about, right? You got a shoebox or some box where you put the bills, and then you start looking through it and be like,
all right, we can pay this one.
I got $400, and I got 39 bills. All right? This one's only 20, so let's go ahead and
pay it. Got to keep the lights on.
Yeah, exactly. You start at the top, right? We got to have somewhere to live. Mm-hmm. The lights have to stay on. We need water. So you just sort of go there. Speaking of people missing work, Justice Ginsburg is taking this entirely too seriously. Government shutdown. She has missed 3 consecutive days on the Supreme Court.
Isn't it because she had cancer surgery?
Well, you know.
Get in there,
maybe,
you bum.
Maybe. This is the first time she's ever missed a single argument, and she's missed 3 consecutive days. I think we should get some evidence of life.
You want proof of life now.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that she's not going to make it. But if she wasn't going to make it, this is how it would start. And I'm not wishing death on her. I do not wish death on my enemies. I'm not a liberal. I want my enemies to do well. But maybe this will tell her about the seriousness of needing to retire. That's my point. She had cancer surgery in 1999, in 2009, and in 2019. She doesn't want to have it again in 2029. Okay? Every 10 years, she's having cancer surgery. So maybe it would be time. This is the first time in 25 years she's missed an oral argument due to health.
Darn.
Yeah. You know, she got lucky. She fell and broke those ribs.
Because that's what found the cancer, right?
Yeah, they took a chest x-ray of her ribs to see if they were broken, and they found the cancer behind her.
Man.
Talk about luck. I had a friend. He ended up dying. I guess it's not lucky. But I had a friend that sprained his knee.
Didn't work out for him, but, you know.
Well, he sprained his knee.
Right.
And when they went and took an x-ray of it, they said, buddy, you got a massive mass.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah, that seems to, I mean, I'm not saying it's common, but I've definitely heard that. I've heard of that.
Well, we were in high school. He was like 14, 15 years old. He was working with a jackhammer. We didn't get along always, but he was working with a jackhammer. Jackhammer fell back, hit his knee, sprained it. He went in to see if it wasn't broken, and they said, well, good news and bad news. Good news, your knee's not broken. Bad news is you got a massive osteogenic sarcoma on your knee.
You remember that happened to, you remember the name Dave Dravecki? He was a pitcher for the Giants.
Absolutely.
And remember, he was pitching.
Yes.
He was a pretty good pitcher.
And his arm fell off.
He broke his arm pitching.
Yeah.
And when he went to the doctor, they were like, that's because you have cancer in your arm.
Yeah.
And then they ended up amputating his pitching arm.
Yeah. I do remember that. Is he still around? He was old.
No.
Wasn't Dravecki old?
I don't think he was. I think he was like middle of his career. I think it was like one of those things where.
Who was the Pirates pitcher with the white hair?
Doug Drabeck.
Drabeck.
Who looked like he was really old and was like 30.
Well, Doug Drabeck looked like he was 120.
Well, he also stuck around for 100 years. Pitched for the Astros.
Holy mackerel, he was born in 62.
Who?
Drabeck. He's only 56 now.
Yeah.
In the 80s, I thought he was 56.
Dude, when you're jacking them roids, like, you know, it ages you, bro.
Man, it did. Who's this?
Good morning, guys.
Morning, friend. Morning.
Hey, you know, I was watching the game with that pitcher's arm broke.
Yeah. Oh, you were watching that?
I was watching the game because I lived in Atlanta then, and I always had Braves baseball in. It was very boring to baseball.
I saw the replay. That was enough for me.
and they replayed it 1,000 times.
Yeah, that was,
but that was back before they were like, we're not going to show this again.
Yeah.
Like when that Cowboys player got hurt the other day, the other night, they were like, we're not going to show that again.
Well, you remember when Prothro got hurt, and they kept showing it, and I was like, why? Stop it.
Stop it.
Gosh, that poor man's arm just snapped and flopped. It was incredible. Just goes to show you how strong those guys are. Strong enough to pitch and break your bones.
Yeah.
And great commercial for new look decorating center. Yes, Brett is great, and their products are fantastic.
They do a great job.
I have
job
a good time
there.
Going out there. Always, yeah. Brett's got such a great attitude.
Yeah,
he does.
This is really becoming very entertaining and rewarding on our side because Chuck and Nancy look real damn worried. All the idiot Democrats, the new ones, have got their mouths shut. And what Donald Trump did yesterday, throwing up his hands and say, see you later, is just what the children needed.
My favorite part was when he turned to the media person, and the guy says, you going to sign the compromise bill? He said, would you? And the guy said, well, I'm not the president. He said, no, you tell me, would you do it? Because if you would do it, you don't ever belong in this chair ever, and be glad you're not here. He said, because you would never get anything done.
Yeah,
I love his posture. I love his position. And you know what? I predicted this from the beginning, Red Top. If you listen regularly, you know this. I predict he's going to build the wall without them. He's just trying to get concessions from them to get these government workers back going again. That's it. And he knows.
I think he's going to get his concession.
I think he is, too. I think they're going to concede. He's going to get government back open. He's going to build the wall anyway. Build it without him.
The even worse news for them is Judge Darth Vader is not going to make it much longer. I don't wish anything ill.
I don't wish any ill will, but why do you think that?
Just law of averages that she's 89 and
has cancer 3 times?
Just obtuse reasons as usual, reasoning for me that I think the lady might not last longer, but they're scared to damn death. If the wall gets passed and she goes down, Chuck and Nancy pretty much going to need lots of antidepressants.
Well, if she does retire, let's just wish retirement on her. If she does retire, in the sense that she's still alive but hangs up her cleats, the liberal agenda will have been set back 4 decades. Because because the Supreme Court will no longer require John Roberts
to make a
conservative majority. He's now gone. He can now go join the liberals where his heart is. And the conservatives can act like grown men again.
And may I make an observation about this whole situation? Democrats and their philosophy stands for codependency. Everything they do is codependent on somebody else and themselves. For the rest of us, our philosophy is independency. So it is becoming more obvious every day how codependent their whole philosophy of life is, and it's not survivable. And I'm glad somebody's taking them to the table and slamming them down and just whacking their little tips of their fingers off.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Certainly. 272-9228 if you want to get in. My man Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers is stockpiling inventory. When Christmas came this year, this radio audience responded to Heirloom Jewelers, and they went out there and they bought a ton of jewelry. Now it's time to stock back up. If you have luxury watches, Rolex watches, some of these high-end luxury watches, and you don't wear them all the time, you don't wear them very often, or you just need some cash, or you need to pay off some credit card debt, or whatever it is, Troop Booth is offering top dollar for these. You can take them to other people. And then you take it to Troop Booth and you say, why are you giving me so much money? He wants your watches. Then you take your diamonds. Take your diamonds to anyone else. And then take them to Troop Booth and say, why are you giving me so much? He wants your diamonds. He has pieces that need diamonds. He needs to get them in these settings. So take your jewelry to Troop Booth. It doesn't matter what it is. I did a little search the other day. I just searched to see where else in Montgomery can you go and sell diamonds. It's hard to find somebody. Troop is there. He's open for business. He's buying. He's GIA, Gemological Genius, Gemological Institute of America, Diamond Specialist, Certified Diamond Specialist. It's the most open, honest, and transparent process you've ever seen. How he shows you how he comes up with the price. And he'll show you what it's going for on the open market. He'll show you exactly the percentage of income he's building in for himself. And then he'll offer you the difference. And it's incredible. It's so open and transparent. Nobody's ever done that. Not that I've ever experienced. So get by Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers. He's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Open now till 5 o'clock today. So get by there Tuesday through Friday, till 5 o'clock, 9 and noon on Saturday. Buy, sell, or trade over at Heirloom Jewelers. 8 minutes till.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, the new year has begun, and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately. With mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service, we are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off everything, including custom postcards, invitations, labels and stickers, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 11th and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back in. It's 5 to the top of the hour.
No, Baron, as usual, what's said off air?
I had to give him the disclaimer.
Shan't ever be said on air.
I said, don't say that on air. He goes, oh, no. Never.
Really?
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, my friends, back in action. 328-2484. 328-2484. Chippewa Charm Tree Service, guys, if you have any need. And you might not even know you have a need. If you have trees, you probably have a need for a tree service, particularly mature, big, grown trees. Even young trees. They can help shape them and make them look good as they get older. 328-2484. Tree trimming, tree removal. Cut it all the way down to the stump or below. Chippewa Charm Tree Service is your crew. Tom and Augustine Duncan, 15-plus years. Probably 16-plus years now because They've been with us about a year now. In the tree service industry, residential, commercial, they serve the entire Tri-County area. And again, trimming all the way up to full tree service. And these reviews are just incredible. I read one yesterday. Here's another one. Tom did an excellent and fast job removing a tree from our yard. I will definitely recommend him to anyone needing his services. Chippewa Charm Tree Service, man. Great, great guy. Great human beings. And if you get him on the phone, ask them about that new little baby. What a cutie. They put some pictures on Facebook. What a cute, cute baby. Tom and Augustine Duncan. Give them a call. 328-2484 for any tree service. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Valerie, you're on the air with Dave and Barron.
Hello. Something hit me last night. Why aren't the Democrats throwing a hissy fit about our northern border and just the southern border?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, well, you know, they're
the Democrats aren't throwing a hissy fit about the southern border. They think it's a situation's fine.
Well, right. They don't want the wall down there, but why are they okay with it up north?
What wall do we have up north?
Well, the Canadian border.
We don't have a wall on the Canadian border.
Well, they've got, you know, we've got rules and regulations up there that Canada follows strictly. Because I went up there and you've got to have someone escort you in up there.
Right. We have rules and regulations on the southern border, too. They're just, it's not that Mexico's not following us. It's just that people are on their own. I mean, you could cross the Canadian border today if you went into the woodlands and just sort of walked through northern Minnesota. There might be a creek or something you have to get over, but there's nobody there guarding it, and you could come and go from the northern border. People just don't, because Canadians, by and large, follow the rules, and we, by and large, follow the rules.
Also, like, you know, you get 100 miles outside of anywhere on the northern border, any city on the northern border, wilderness a little harsher.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I mean, the southern border has some pretty harsh deserts.
Yeah, they do.
But the economic situation is not nearly as dire on the northern border.
That's true.
These people coming here are economic refugees primarily. These are people who realize, wait a minute, my cousin, Jose got across the border and he's making $50,000 a year and he's shipping $20,000 back to his family in Mexico and he would only made $4,000 a year if he'd have stayed down here. So I want to go and live the life Jose's living. So they then migrate north and it just self perpetuates. We don't have that problem in Canada. You can get, you know.
Well, the other thing is that, those aren't the type of people that Trump's saying let's keep out. Those are the people that come across lawfully and go to a job and either come back or, you know, there are people that cross the border every day for their job,
right,
every single day. And those are not the type of people that he's saying we want to keep out at all. And anybody that says that is mischaracterizing what's being said. And they're doing it for political posturing.
He even said, let's get a big, beautiful gate in my wall.
Yep.
You know, and let's have controlled immigration back and forth. We just need to know who's here and who's not and make sure that it's not harming the economic success of the average American citizen, too. It's you know, immigration is meant to bolster your society, not harm it. And at the point it starts harming it, it's gotten out of control. Valerie, good call, and we appreciate you checking in. It's 10 o'clock, or it's almost about to be 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry's in. Jack Campbell is out. Jack should be back tomorrow. I'm here every day, Monday
through
Friday.
Every single day.
Yeah, I sleep here. I have no life. We'll be back.